We begin today in southeast Queensland, where residents are bracing for heavy rain and flash flooding as yet another storm hits the coast. The Weather Bureau says 200 millimetres of rain could fall in the next 24 hours onto already soaked catchments. And as Queenslanders prepare for storms, in New South Wales a massive clean-up is underway after a superstorm cell smashed 1,000 kilometres of coastline during the weekend. Will Ockenden has our report.
Flood warnings have been issued as southeast Queensland again gets ready for a massive dump of rain. Ken Cato is a forecaster with the Bureau of Meteorology.
24-hour totals could get up to around 100 to 200 millimetres, with possible local heavier falls exceeding 200, especially near the coast and adjacent land. There might also be some rainfall amounts around 100 millimetres over 6 hours.
It's 1 month since ex-tropical cyclone Oswald caused widespread flooding in Queensland's southeast, damaging thousands of homes and businesses. The catchments are slick, rivers are ready to flood, and rescues are already happening. This morning, a dozen children were saved by a swift water rescue crew after their bus became stranded in a flash flood on the south side of Brisbane.
We have that strong upper trough and low over central Queensland, also a trough at the surface that's just sort of come ashore over southeast Queensland. Lots of moist east and northeasterly winds feeding into the eastern side of those, and those three weather systems are lifting that moist air and forming all that cloud and rain.
How much rain are we seeing over the areas where we saw the devastating floods a month ago?
Yeah, well, we're not expecting falls to be quite in the same league as what we experienced during ex-tropical cyclone Oswald, although they probably will be heavy in many places, probably not quite at the same level.
The scale of the disaster to the south in New South Wales is becoming clearer after powerful thunderstorms generated by the same low-pressure system smashed into the coast over the weekend.
People are doing it very tough. We've not only seen flooding, we've seen loss of life, and now we've seen the devastating impact of these freak storms, the tornadoes that have done so much damage.
In New South Wales, 20,000 people are still isolated. From the Queensland border down to the Illawarra and beyond, the State Emergency Service has received about 5,000 requests for assistance since Friday, with more than 1,500 in the last day. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says federal natural disaster relief arrangements will start today, in conjunction with assistance from the state government.
They'll be triggered in 11 local government areas, including Kiama. People who want full details of that, details will become available during the course of the day. In the normal way, unfortunately, we've got to put these kind of details out all too frequently because of the things that the weather does, but the full information will be available through our Disaster Assist website.
Kiama, 30 kilometres south of Wollongong, was on the end of what's being described as a tornado. Brian Petchler is the mayor.
I've never seen anything like it, and talking to locals yesterday, or locals who've lived here longer than I, they haven't seen anything like it either.
At least 3 houses were destroyed, and there's fears the asbestos roof, which was torn from the town's leisure centre, will contaminate and complicate the clean-up.
The event also hit both Jamboree and Gerringong in quite significant ways. There was damage in both of those towns too. So there's quite a number of properties that suffered damage from the event, as well as this enormous amount of tree refuse which has to be removed.
Across the state, about 4,000 people are still affected by evacuation or warning orders, mostly concentrated around the mid-north coast. For now, New South Wales is cleaning up, but it could soon be back in emergency mode. Sue Pritchard is from the SES.
Rivers that are falling, but there may be renewed activity later in the week as the weather changes again towards Thursday or Friday.
If that's not enough to keep authorities busy, on the other side of the country, tropical cyclone Rusty is developing off Western Australia, threatening communities from Broome to Port Hedland. The Weather Bureau says there's a high risk it'll cross the coast in a few days as a tropical cyclone, bringing huge amounts of rain to the Pilbara and Western Kimberley.
Will Ockenden with that report.